no breakfast, so you guys Love can't
Talk
eat.
Radio.
Past breakfast.
Oh. Alright. No breakfast for me today. Not only did I look at the clock wrong,
I'm a part of the fellowship.
I missed breakfast.
Could have stopped in Valley City and got breakfast at McDonald's. At Love Truck Stop.
Who wants a McDonald's hamburger? I want breakfast. I tried to go to Kroll's Diner right over here.
Oh, yeah, they're busy.
But I'm like, I don't know whether you got internet.
Oh, I don't think so.
And I can't go in there and sit down and say, no, we don't have internet. Cancel my order. I got to go to McDonald's. Sunday, guys, of Port Sanilac, Michigan. I knew it was out there by Port Huron somewhere. How come the lights keep going like that? That's freaky, man. Take my hat off. Does that make a difference? I think it does. But now my hair's all messed up. I put my hat on backwards. That way the bill's not stopping the light. Is that what I got to do? Maybe I just got to pull it like this. That's like really freaky. Don't worry about it. Just don't look at the screen, all right? Welcome to the most advanced, the most secure, the most solid, stable, professional Sunday morning live stream you're going to see all day long anywhere. I do like that. I didn't know the back of my head said that. Liberty or don't tread on me. All right. Well, at least that way my hair's not messed up. We got to change these. Well, I should have probably sat another seat down because I had the light out of the window.
Oh.
You want to trade seats with me, love?
Then you'd have to unplug your computer.
I got enough cords.
You need to move here?
Yeah, I do because the screen keeps flickering in and out. To watch this. Everybody hang on. This is going to be a fun trip. Don't worry about it. This is what happens when you're on live. Okay, I'll sit on this side. I'll let Brother Dave sit over there on that side. Yeah, we told them. I told them they better keep their attitude right because Dave's like a bruiser, man. He's like a bouncer. He could whoop you. Yeah, see, that fixed the light situation.
Dude.
Yeah. Oh, you yeah. know why? Because we got God's light on us now. That's a perfect statement for a Sunday morning church, isn't it? There we go. Well, hi, guys. People will not mess with me because of my hat. Well, that's true. That's why when I saw it, at the Love's Truck Stop in Fargo. I was here. My last time coming through here.
Oh.
I was in the Love's Truck Stop, wherever it is over here, in Fargo, North Dakota, and I saw this hat, and I'm like, oh, I like that. It says, ready to strike. I walk up to the counter. I'm like, I'm buying this hat. And this lady behind me steps up to the cash register and says, hands her credit card to the guy and says, I'm buying that guy's hat for him. I'm like, you're buying my hat for me? She goes, yeah, I've never done this before. I hear people do this all the time. So I've never done it. I'm like, well, that's really wild because I buy stuff for people all the time. She bought my hat. Now, you know how it is when you're at a restaurant in a live stream? You get to watch me eat. Brother Dave, you're welcome to some of them fries if you want some, brother.
Oh, I'm good.
I know you're good. That's why you're my friend. I don't have any bad friends. Now, it's not polite to eat and preach at the same time.
However.
But have you ever ate cold McDonald's French fries? Yeah. Yuck. So So like I started to say a little bit ago, as you can see, we're on the road. And now that the war started and COVID is afraid of the war, we'll be able to be in McDonald's everywhere and always have good enough signal. Good morning. How are you today, ma'am?
How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Look at me. I'm eating.
Yeah, it's actually for him, but I had two pots too, and I didn't get glasses.
Okay, I'll show you where you can grab that.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you for being at McDonald's working on a Sunday morning.
Thank you.
Hopefully I didn't keep you out of church. Sunday, since it's only you I can see, do you have a problem with me eating while I talk to you? Nobody's on Facebook yet. It'll be all right. You really can have some of these fries, Days. I'm a good sharing person.
I really am good.
I'm sure you probably are. Probably get your fair share of McDonald's fries, don't you?
I typically don't eat McDonald's when I'm here at home.
No?
Get enough of it on the road.
I haven't eaten at McDonald's since the knuckleheads closed the place down because of a stupid little bug.
Where?
Wilson, there was an old...
Really?
No, the drive there was, but you couldn't get inside.
Oh, you still can't get inside?
You can now, but you... I mean, it's like November of the last year or something. It was crazy. But anyways, thank God for McDonald's. We appreciate the internet. I'm human. I have to eat. Well... Here's the deal. Today we're going to deal with the Ephesians prayer for revelation. Because everybody's, in the day we live right now, everybody's looking at end times events saying, I got to know what's going on. I mean, we've been hearing the rapture's coming for many years. It's like right around the corner now.
closer every day now.
You might want to go ahead and stay ready, you know. And I think one of the cool things about you and I here at the Community of Faith is we've come to this understanding, and I'm so glad that this isn't about churchianity or religion. It's not about denomination. Did we buy a drink for Dave?
No, I'm fine.
All right. When we leave here, we're going to go see Misty and get a sweet roll. Mm-hmm. How far away is she?
Oh, it's not. It's go down here to 45th and just go down to the Petro truck stop.
Yeah, did you tell everybody that Dave that here is Misty's fiance?
No, but I just figured. Did you see what I just did? I figured everybody just would automatically know Dave. He's like a real famous person.
They haven't made the connection.
Real famous, yeah.
If you guys don't know him, this is Famous Dave. I don't usually get him that easy. That was a good one. Pastor, I didn't know you knew Famous Dave. I do know Famous Dave. He's a cool guy.
He's here having breakfast with us at McDonald's.
He's here having breakfast at McDonald's, yeah. Ain't no ribs at this table.
Taught you how to do water truck.
Yeah, you did, man.
Well, back truck.
If it hadn't been for Dave, I was a mess. Now, I could run those.
Was it running gear truck?
Gear truck, but not the back truck.
The back truck I showed you.
I kept messing that thing up.
I could walk circles around. It'd be like going back to riding a bicycle.
My first back truck I used. Was the first job, you know, and it was all messed up. Big Matt knew it was messed up. Gave it to me on purpose to see if I was tough, you know. It's 25 below zero, Ashburn, on top of that hill, 40 mile an hour wind. and I can't get it to suck water. And nobody will tell me. What was the little weasel? He's a real skinny guy that was really good. Oh, everybody knew him.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody, Bubbles. Everybody kept saying, everybody kept saying, go see Bubbles. He'll help you. I'm like, well, where's Bubbles? You know, when that man stood alongside that truck, you know what he said exactly what was wrong? And when they fixed it, it worked perfectly. I'm like, you guys knew what was wrong with his truck and you wouldn't fix it. So my first load I'm hauling, I blew the sight glass up.
Well, I blew one of those.
I got salt water all over me. I'm sleeping in my truck and not, you know, it's like, oh.
A salt water bath a couple times.
Anyways, that doesn't have anything to do with preaching on Sunday morning, but it's a good story. I got to get these fries down, though. Your mom always told you don't talk with your mouth full. But if you can learn from some army guys how to eat and talk and nobody see your food while you're talking, you can do it. You just don't like to see that guy that's eating with his mouth full, talking with his mouth full, eating with his mouth full. Honest, brother, you can have some of them fries.
I'm honest, all right.
There's so much grease and fat in this meal, I'm not going to eat for another whole day. Because nobody should have that much grease and fat inside their system.
So much weight.
I don't know if you know the name Mike Warnke, famous comedian, Vietnam vet. Brother Mike gave a very good piece of information about eating food. All right, he's a hippie, Vietnam vet, comedian, kind of crazy Pentecostal Baptist kind of guy. He said, if you eat fat, greasy food, you'll probably be a fat, greasy dude. He had a little bit of wisdom there, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Well, so welcome, everybody. Glad to have you here. Sister Leanne and I are on our way to Michigan. We'll be with you guys this weekend. And we even have Ripley and Roman with us. The dog and the cat.
Damn it, man. That's a chore.
That's a chore.
Yes, it is.
Especially with the cat.
Oh, Jesus, help me. I've never traveled with a cat in my whole life. And I didn't sell him to the Chinese restaurant right down there. So I'm a good man. Ephesians chapter 1 is where we're going. Man, that's a big old French fry. How many potatoes are in there? I think I just ate 3 potatoes. You might say, Pastor, where'd you learn how to eat? I learned how to eat in the Patriot Guard with all those veterans. Them boys could consume some food. Uh-oh. Somebody's here and I don't know where you are. Oh, it's Kathy. There you go. Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
God bless you guys. We're just getting ready to go live.
Joy's getting a haircut. See?
Looking good, Joy.
Yeah.
Hi, Matt. How you doing, man?
Hey, good. How are you? Good to see you.
Filling my face with McDonald's French fries.
Oh, there you go.
They're not good for you, but they sure taste
They do have any
good.
They have the best fries on any fast food outlet. For sure, McDonald's is the best.
I used to. I used to work in the line clearance business for Davy Tree Service.
In the what business?
Line clearance, where you clear the power lines for
Davy
Tree Service.
Yeah.
We had a guy that he went to McDonald's every day. No matter where we were, he was going to eat at McDonald's.
Yeah.
One at a time. One at a time.
And he would say, yeah, I want a large fry I want extra large. He'd take about 5 bites of fries. He's like, these are the nastiest things I've ever eaten. Anybody want to eat these fries?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did you watch that documentary, Super Size Me?
I did watch that, actually, yes.
Yeah, that one was scary, huh?
Yeah, I quit eating at McDonald's after that.
Yeah. I'm like, damn, well, I'm not going to eat it every day.
Everybody, if you haven't watched the video Brother Matt was just talking about, watch it, because it'll really put the fear of God in you.
Yeah.
At least the fear of McDonald's. You haven't seen it? It was the guy who, he ate at McDonald's for a year. Is that what it was?
No, I want to say 30 days.
30 days?
And they were checking his, you know, blood pressure and everything throughout the whole 30 days. And
so,
after that 30 days, he was just so out of shape and unhealthy.
And every time he ordered, he would say, supersize me.
I believe so. But he even ate salads from McDonald's.
Yep.
On some day.
And the dude was in really bad shape in 30 days. Hey, Joanne Pepple's with us. Hi, Joanne.
Hi, Joanne.
All right, guys, I am ready to go live. So let's do this. Thanks for helping me eat. And
okay.
Here we go. I really want to eat the rest of that while it's still hot, but I'll cover it up. It'll be all right. Won't be the first time I ate a bad McDonald's, will it?
Probably
will. And it probably won't be the last either. From one truck driver to another, you've eaten worse than McDonald's, I'm sure. Stopped at Love's the other day there in Wellston to get me some gizzards. They didn't even have any. So I ordered a small order of potato skins, you know, 4 of them. They gave me 4 for $2.50.
Oh, no.
I'm like, All right, well, here we go. Ephesians chapter 1. Welcome, everybody. We're glad you're here. Open your Bibles up. Those of you that are in our family thread, you saw that I already posted this there this morning. If you're not in the family thread and you would like to be, we welcome you to be in there. You just got to be I'm good, thank you. You just got to be somebody that's not going to come in and make a mess. You come in and make a mess, then I got to sweep out the trash. And I don't like to do that to good people, but I have been around the internet world long enough to see that not everybody who fakes being a good believer is actually a good believer. And some people don't get how to have polite society on the internet, but guess what? I do. So I will always help you know. It's like the song Whitney Houston sang, I will always X you out. If you do bad, okay. Anyways, I was trying to, you know, be like modern. And Dave didn't fall out of his chair when I started singing either. I don't know what his problem is.
I'm used to you singing.
Yeah, you're
trying to sing.
Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for your holy word. Thank you for McDonald's. Thank you for the playroom and internet and electricity and hamburgers and french fries and coffee and iced tea. Thank you for Joey and Kathy and Matt and Brother Dave and Sister Leanne and Sunday Geyser and all of our other folks, Lee and Joanne Papel. Thanks for them. Bless Leanne's dad. God bless them. May the ducks and the chickens grow big and strong. And Father, bless this company of believers, everybody that will come to it. It's a whole new experience. They watch me eat. Bless this day. We receive your holy word right now in Jesus' mighty name. Somebody say amen, oh me, or get up and dance. Make sure I don't have any food on my face, Dave. I don't want to look unpresentable. I ate that and didn't even get any on me. Did you see that?
Yeah, but you got dropping it on you.
You don't have proof of that.
No, because you made it.
Ephesians chapter 1, the Apostle Paul is in the church of the Ephesus. And he's writing a letter, of course. Now, you and I know it as the Word of God. Paul didn't say, today I'm writing the Word of God. Although he did know he was being inspired by the Holy Spirit to write it. And yet, you and I today, we bank our whole life on this. How cool is that? And you can, because this is the living, breathing, holy Word of God. And according to 1 Peter, 2 Peter, Timothy, these men were inspired by God to write these books. Let me just say a quick word on that so everybody gets it right. This is the holy word of God that I have in my hand. Dr. Barclay will tell you, God inspired me to write every book I've written. It's not the holy word of God. It's a book to explain some one single part of it. And then he says, my book will be outdated by the things of the times, but this book will never be outdated. Even though I was inspired to write, my word is not the inspired word of God. Does that make sense how I just explained that? Same thing for Brother Hagee, John Hagee, anybody else, you know, Creflo, or Brother Copeland, anybody who writes a book. God inspired him to write that book. It is not the inspired word that these men wrote. And that's a good explanation. Here we go. First Ephesians. First Ephesians, found in West Fargo, Ephesians 1:15. Now, this is a prayer that the Apostle Paul prayed for the Ephesians church. This is a prayer I pray over everybody that's a part of our ministry regularly. I want to encourage you to pray a portion of this prayer for yourself every day, because this is a prayer for revelation knowledge to come to you. You might say, Pastor, you make the Bible sound real easy, and then I sit down with it and it don't make a lick of sense to me. That's because God wants you to study with me every day. Well, no. Every one of us have to get the word, hide it in our heart. And the more word we put in our heart, the more word we hide, the more we understand it. I just looked up and saw that blue truck sitting there, and I'm like, wow, that looks like Dave Godby's truck. It is Dave Godby's truck. He's sitting right here across from me. I'm all right. It was a long night and a few hours of sleep. That's a nice looking truck too. You want to trade it out for a Chrysler 200?
No, that one's paid off.
That one's paid off?
Mine's paid off.
Excuse me, didn't mean to spit on you.
Mine's paid off.
Verse 15. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Brother Al Barton, welcome, man. Good to have you with us. Verse 17, Ephesians 1, 15 through 23 is the reference. I'm in verse 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, that's our Father, the Father of glory, may give to you, take your finger and point right at yourself, say that would be you, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of revelation, in the knowledge of him, Jesus, our God, our Father. Say with me, I receive the spirit of wisdom. I receive the spirit of revelation. See, when you and I start making this confession from that point of view, God says, oh, you really want more revelation? I'll give you some. God's not short on handing out revelation. He's short on people asking him for it. Because Jesus said in Matthew 13, you guys know me, I'm going to quote that verse all the time. Jesus said in Matthew 13, to him who has revelation, more will be given. So if you want more revelation, what do you got to do is get some revelation. And then God said, once you have revelation, I'm going to give you some more. I got somebody from Missouri here today. I can tell. They're like, show me. Well, all right. I'm glad you asked. I will show you. So pay attention. That's probably not too nice way of being, but it'd be all right. Al, you might be late, but if you'd have got here earlier, you'd have just been watching me eat McDonald's, all right? So it's all right. You're right on time. Now, think about this fact of what the Apostle Paul is saying to us. I, Paul, the apostle, the sent one to the Ephesian church, that's what an apostle is, somebody who's been sent by God, anointed by God, part of the fivefold ministry in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. Paul said, I pray, I, your pastor, your apostle, pray that our Father will give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Well, pastor, what? How do I get that if I don't have it? You open this book up and you grab you a set of verses and you don't get out of that set of verses until the revelation hits you. There's a whole lot of people that are going to tell you, well, as soon as you get saved now, they always get that one sound in their voice. Now that you're saved, it is probably very wise for you if you'll start to read one chapter a day and at least one psalm. Why did you change your voice to just say that? Well, it makes me sound more professional and more like a wise pastor. No, you sound like a stinking Pharisee, Sadducee, that Jesus rebuked his whole ministry. Why don't you just talk?
Amen.
Huh? Why don't you just say, hi, my name's Sam, and just talk like you would every day? Dave has known me now for 4 years. He's never heard me talk like that once to him. I slap him on the back, punch him in the chest. Who you see right here, this is what I am 24-7, 365. Wait. I had somebody sabotaging my truck when we worked for Triple S. And I talked to the manager one day. And he didn't listen. I'm like, you go over there and look at that truck right now. So I ain't listening to him. So I helped him understand. But I didn't put on a philosophical, theological, hermeneutical, homiletical voice. I just raised this voice a little louder till he paid attention to me. Anyways, some of you missed the point of what I was just saying. Verse number 17. I want you to see this word. The Father of glory will give you the spirit of revelation. Say it with me. It's a free gift to all who want it. Pastor, I thought I had to study and go to Bible college and know everything you know so that I get revelation. No. Some of you this week, I want you to give yourself all week long to this one chapter and don't read anything else in your Bible. You might be like, wow, Pastor, you're kind of controlling, aren't you? Yeah. No, I'm not controlling. What am I doing? I want you to see the revelation knowledge of God flow from one set of verses. I said to God one day, I'm like, you know, I've been in this same one verse now for about 6 months. He said, are you ever going to get the revelation or I got to just keep you here your whole life? Hello. See, everybody wants to tell you to read a chapter a day, but if you're not getting any revelation knowledge out of that, what would it do to read another chapter tomorrow if you didn't understand what you read today? In the kingdom of God, it's not about how many chapters you read. It's about whether or not it made any sense to you. Did you get the revelation of what God was trying to say to you? Hey, look here. All of a sudden, everybody can see you. I didn't leave her at home, but
nobody makes me sit someplace else.
Now, say this with me. Lord, I want revelation.
Lord, I want revelation.
I want revelation. Let's keep reading. Look at verse 18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. Now, remember, in 17, he said he's going to give it to you. In 18, it says the eyes of your understanding are going to be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, that you may know what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and that you may know what is the exceeding greatness of his power to all of us who believe. And all of it is according to the working of his mighty power. See, what you and I have come to here in the community of faith in the last 2 years, I mean, we're 2 days away from being on this thing 2 years every day, glory be to God. Even on trips like this, we just was always there. Watch this. This is a gift. This is a gift. It's in the background. Can't touch this. Isn't that what that song is? I want you to see this, because what God is doing in our midst, in your life and mine, is revelation. But if we feel we've got to do all of that work ourselves, we're not going to be able to receive the gift that God wants to us. And when you begin to look at this up here, it says that the Father of glory may give you the spirit of revelation. But Pastor, I thought I had to do some work. Well, you do. You got to get your Bible open. You got to actually read it. But when you sit down and begin reading it, then you got to say, I receive the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of revelation in the knowledge of him, that I may understand, that I may know the hope of my calling. All right. We got him to get some food to eat. How cool is that? There you go, bro. I got you lots of room now. See, I got him. It's the law of appetite. If you sit and eat a good meal in front of somebody long enough, they're going to join you. And I'm going to eat one of his French fries. He didn't eat one of mine, but I ate one of his. Nobody Nobody be alarmed. Sister Leanne always gets up and runs out of the room every now and then. I'm not lost. Look at verse 19. After God said he's going to do all of this for us, look at 19. What is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe? Wait, it doesn't say the exceeding greatness of his power to those who have great faith and have already moved mountains. It says the exceeding greatness of his power to those of us who believe. How many of you have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, that's pretty much every one of us in this group of believers. That's every one of us. We are believers. This verse just said the exceeding greatness of his power to you that believe. You might say, Pastor, I didn't even know there was exceeding greatness in power. I know, I can tell. No. No, see, what this is about is all of a sudden you and I are getting real serious with God in a relationship, and it doesn't have anything to do with churchianity, a big building, a denomination, joining a group. Thank God for buildings. I'm not against them. Thank God for pastors. I'm not against them. I am one. Thank God for denominations, I think, mostly, sometimes, sort of. But I'm going to tell you something. When you worship the denomination and its book more than you worship Jesus, you don't have this figured out. Because that denomination and that book that they give you are not more important than this book right here. That book should make this book make sense to a greater degree. And when they hand you that book and tell you to believe that over this, you got to get away from them, because they're going to take you down a wrong path. And it's going to be filled with deception and confusion. Ready? And that denominational doctrine will put you in a box and tell you don't believe anything on the outside of that. And that is never God. God says this about any box of religion. Flip it over. And now you have a platform. Stand on top of it, you can see a whole different picture of life than you've ever seen before. You ever notice when you're in a crowd, you got a really bad view to the back of somebody's head if you're at a concert or something? Well, I'm going to tell you something. If you're standing up on that platform, you see a whole different picture than when you're standing down front. I used to go to this big biker blessing in Michigan called the Blessing of the Bikes. That's a good name for a biker blessing, isn't it? And there would be 3,000 to 10,000 bikes there. And this would be on an airport, on this one corner of the airport, so there was no trees and it was nice and flat, so it worked for bikes. And I would be there to honor the troops, and they would ask me to pray. And so I would stand down front right by the speakers, you know, blowing in your face. And you could turn around and see bikes everywhere. But when you stood up on that platform, you can see all them bikes. You can see all them people. You get a whole different view. So don't let somebody put you in a box of religion. I want to make sure I say this very specifically. I'm not against denominations. I'm not against churches. I'm not against church buildings. I'm not ever going to tell you to leave your pastor and come follow me. You got to follow God. If you follow me while you follow God, then glory be to God. And if you don't, glory be to God too. I'm not God. My name is Sam. His name is Jehovah. Now, I have a J in my name, but it ain't Jehovah. All right? So, you know, why are we saying this? Because there's so many people who have believed the Baptist God or the Methodist God or the Pentecostal God, or the Charismatic God, or the Catholic God, the Presbyterian God. And there's a problem with those kind of gods. As long as them people in that building are telling you to see who this God is in this book, you're going to be all right with that group of people. But as soon as they start telling you, no, you believe what Calvin believes, you believe what Wesley believes, you believe what Keswick believed, you believe what Finney believed, you believe, Wait, thank God for those men, but I'm never going to take Dr. Barclay's book off the shelf and say, you believe what Barclay believes. Wait, he's not ever going to tell you that. He's going to take you. I want you to see this verse. Go with me to Hebrews. This was one of the first things I liked about Dr. Barclay. It's this verse right here. Hebrews chapter... Did you get it? All of a sudden, there it is. I thought it was 6, but then I didn't see my verse. Hebrews 6, 11 and 12. How are we doing? Anybody? Guy, hey, Kathy Angaroni's with us today. Anybody else? Watch this. Hebrews 6, 11 and 12. We desire that each one of you shows the same diligence to the full assurance of hope. Brother Dan was teaching us the other day about hope, confident expectation, until the end. But look at this next verse. Do not become sluggish, Hebrews 6:12, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. What's that mean? That means you're going to have to use faith and patience to inherit the promises just like me. I can't serve God for you. You can't serve God for me. I can't make you do what's right. You can't make me do what's right. Thank God for all the great men of God that I've followed throughout my life. But I'm going to tell you what, at the end of the day, you still got to kneel down by your bed at night and pray your prayer the way God talks to you. And you know what? God loves to hear you talk to him in your voice. You don't have to sound like me. Most of you could never create this drawl that I have. People say, where are you from? And I say, Michigan. I'm like, that ain't no Michigan accent. Well, no, it's not. I lived in Eastern Kentucky. And it was a private Christian school, boarding school. It wasn't a prison camp. I didn't do something wrong. People ask me that question. Oh, what did you do to go to that camp? And I'm like, yeah, I was a preacher's kid. That's what I did. But anyways, so we had people from Boston, Chicago, Georgia, Florida, the Virgin Islands, you know, Barbados and Michigan and all over the United States. So after all of those people show up for one whole year of school together and we live in the same dorm, we created our own dialect that was a mixture of all of those. People like, you talk really weird. People say that. You just talk weird. And I look at them and say, well, you talk weird too. So thank you very much and God bless you. No, look at this verse, Hebrews 6:12. Imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. But Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin, I heard him, one of the greatest men of faith there ever has been. Brother Hagin said, the day came in his ministry when God said, I want you to pray the Ephesians chapter 1 prayer as many times in a day as you can make it happen. That's this prayer I'm showing you right now. Hey, Rebecca Smith, how you doing? We are in Fargo, North Dakota, West Fargo, North Dakota. We didn't quite make it to Fargo yet, but beautiful day out here. I think it's probably like 80 degrees or something. 50? Brother Dave showed up in shorts, so I figured, man, it must be like 70 out there or something.
I love this cold weather.
So Brother Hagin said God told him to start praying this prayer, Ephesians chapter 1 prayer. God said, if you'll pray that prayer every day, over and over, and mean every word of it every time to me, God, I'll make you rich. Wait, he's building a Bible college. He's a preacher. Why would a preacher be worried about being rich? You know what he said? I heard him telling the story about this set of verses. He said, I began to pray it 4 or 5 times a day. And then he got a big smile on his face. And you know what he said? I'm not rich yet, but I'm about three quarters rich. I wonder what that means. I'm three quarters rich. This is what it means. God was true to his word. But I want you to get this revelation. This isn't deep. This isn't philosophical. This isn't theological. This isn't hermeneutical or homiletical. I don't have 3 points in a poem. Roses are red and violets are blue. You better get this truth or you will not do. See, I didn't even know how to rhyme right. It's bad when your wife calls your poetry bad. She just called my poetry. Did you hear her?
Well, Dave was.
Did you get an extra napkin? Because I can feel I'm going to cry right now.
That's between you and her, buddy.
So he hands me one that's filled with grease from the McDonald's fries.
Not between you and her.
No. This is why I'm saying this. I want you to get this fact. Thank God for Brother Hagin. He's a mighty man of God. And Brother Hagin proved you could preach out of one verse your whole ministry career and never exhaust it all. He preached out of Mark 11, 22, his whole career, 60 years in the ministry. He started every message. You turn with me to Mark 11, 22. I mean, it was every message. The man, by 1999, had sold 85 million books around the world. How many might think that might be a good start to rich? But he donated most of that right to the Bible college. Pastor, what are you telling me? Well, I'm telling you, if you want a happy marriage, pray this prayer. I'm telling you, if you want to know who God is, pray this prayer. I'm telling you, if you need health in your body, pray this prayer. I'm telling you, if you need money in your pocket, pray this prayer. I don't know if you're getting it yet, but I'm telling you, pray this prayer. Ephesians 1, 15 through 23. Why? Because what God is saying to us is, I want to give you. That's it. It's a gift. Michael, you got to stop singing when I'm trying to preach, all right, dude? You didn't know I could disco, did you? Just so you know, brother, you're not discoing.
I don't want to. I will leave.
Brother Dave's like, you know, you're my friend, and a friend really tells a friend the truth. That was a mess. No, see, God wants to give this to you. Let's look at one more verse, Ephesians 2, 4 through 10. One more verse, Ephesians 2, 4 through 10. That's just one verse because there's no period in there. It's all commas. But God, who's rich in mercy, because of his great love, he's rich in mercy. I mean, think about it. People are going to miss the rapture, and he's still going to send a preacher to help them get saved. That's pretty rich in mercy. Then he said, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses and sin, he made us alive together with Christ. By grace we've been saved. And he has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Not only did he help you find him, now he's seated you together with him in heavenly places. As he is, so are we in this world. Verse 7, that in the ages to come he might show you the exceeding riches of his grace. Do you see how many exceedinglies we got going on right here in this set of verses? Toward us in Christ Jesus. Verse 8, for by grace you have been saved through faith. Now get this. Not of yourself. You didn't do it. You just received it. It's a gift from God, because otherwise, if it's not a gift from God, then a man will boast about who he is and what he's become. And he said, verse 9, it's not of your works, lest a man can boast. You're going to have to open the Bible. You're going to have to read the verses. You're going to have to be focused and diligent. But he promises to reward those who diligently seek him. And here's the cool thing about that word diligently seek. I can't judge Dave's diligence level. Dave can't judge my diligence level. How do I know what God told him to do? I don't know that. All I can do is be his friend and say, let's be diligent together. And Dave might study 8 hours out of his Bible, and I might study one. But in that point in our life, that honored God for him, and I honored God for me. And the next time in our life, I might be studying the 8 hours, and he might be studying the one. But nobody can judge your diligence level except you and God. Isn't that a cool thing? That means our Father knows who we are, and he knows what we need. Now, nobody will ever be able to stand before him and say, well, I didn't know. And he's going to just look at us and say, wait a minute. Forget about everybody else. It's you and me. It's you and me, you and me, you and me, you and me. And when you stand before him in heaven, it's just going to be you and him. Ain't nobody else going to stand there. Your pastor's not going to stand there. Your mama ain't going to stand there. Your brother ain't going to stand there. Your husband, your wife, ain't nobody else going to stand there with you. Just you and Jesus. So since that's going to happen on that day, you might as well start getting used to doing that right now, because then on that day, he'll be like, hey, dude, high five, going to get the glory. And it'll be it. The music makes you tap your foot and click your phone. Now, I encourage you, get this chapter, Ephesians chapter 1, and read this out loud. You read it out loud yourself. Put it in the first person so that you're speaking it about yourself, not somebody else. Make it personal. And you watch God start to begin to change things for you and your life throughout this week, because he's wanting to bless every part of you. You and I just got to use diligence and enter in and then do our part of the stewardship of the revelation he gets us. And we just saw that in Hebrews. By faith and patience, receive the promise. No other way to get it. You don't get saved unless you receive it. You don't get filled unless you receive it. You don't get blessed unless you receive it. You don't get mercy unless you receive it. You don't get the righteousness unless you receive it. Because God's not going to let anybody work for it. One person said, oh yeah, show me. I'll take you to the first page of the Bible. When did God make Adam? At the beginning of creation or at the end? God created everything on the face of the earth that Adam was going to need. And then when he got all done, he put Adam in there and said, here it is. It's all yours. All you got to do is tend to keep it. Think about it. Adam did nothing to make this earth what it was. His job was to tend and keep. And that's your job and my job every single day. I know this is one of those messages that makes you want to run out the front door, beat your chest, run all over the yard and scream. So go ahead. I'll wait for you. See, Jesus said, Dave's climbing up in the jumping gym here. Can you believe it? You got this fun-filled place for kids all blocked off so the kids can't be here. Because they're scared of some stupid bug, and we've had bugs around us for years. Climbed all over in there with kids' snot on everything. And it made us tough. I'm off that subject now, so I don't go down that road. Just keep holding up. Keep holding up the sign that says, bridge out. It's a gift from God. But you and I have to be diligent about our use of that gift and our stewardship of it. Nobody can judge your diligence. Don't judge mine. This is why this is probably one of the least judgmental groups of people you're ever going to meet is this group right here. Why? Because we've come to the revelation. I don't have, how can I judge you? I can't. I don't know what you're thinking. How can you judge me? How do you think you can think like me? You weren't born at 1696 Morrison Road. You didn't have Robert and Ruth Cottle for your dad and mom. You didn't go to Sirline Elementary. No, only me can think like me. And you have to think like me. And then our greatest thing is, let's get God in the middle of our thinking and watch him revolutionize our life. Brother Hagin said, anybody who will pray these books, these verses, this prayer, God will give you revelation and he'll make you rich. Donna K. Woodward. Wow. Kathy Marie Angeroni.
Hi, Donna. So good to see you.
I'm telling you right now, God's going to do something in 2022 you've never seen him do before. Our theme for this year is, behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me. Every person on the face of this earth has a reward from God if they'll begin to seek him for it, and it'll be a blessing to you. Well, guess what we did, love? No communion.
Hey, Dad, you ate McDonald's.
Very seldom do I ever show up and not do communion. However, we did communion three times yesterday, so we'll let that work. If you miss communion today here with me now, because I have nothing except some iced tea and coffee here. But, we did receive communion this morning on the Read the Word program. If you're not a part of that, I encourage you to. If you've been thinking, wow, I really want to have something to study with my family that we can all go through together, that Read the Word program is perfect for that. It's only about 20, 25 minutes long. And we're gonna read through the whole Bible throughout this year. It's on YouTube. We make it available by about 2 o'clock in the morning. So no matter what time you guys get up in the morning, you can turn it on first thing in the morning before you head out the door. And we've read all the way from Genesis, and we'll be done with Deuteronomy tomorrow, next day. I think we got maybe two more days, and we'll be in the book of Joshua. I've got a link that you can actually start right at Genesis, and it's got all of the videos in a playlist. So you can literally start it, hit play, and it'll just play it all the way through, and you could catch up to us. And you would read the Bible through in 1 year. Chronologically, this is what's cool about it. It's chronologically. You're reading it through as it actually happened. So we're getting ready to start adding Psalms, and here's the prophet prophesies this, and we're going to add this prophet, and he's over here. And what you're going to see is how God laid the whole thing out. And it's really been a great study, and it'll be a blessing to you. That link, if you need it, we'll put it right here in the link where you'll be able to find it. And it's just a YouTube playlist. You can go right in there and play it, and it'll be a blessing to you. This is really weird to not do communion. It's almost like I feel like I'm sinning. Am I sinning, Dave?
Yeah.
Will you please forgive me? Can I get absolution?
Yeah.
Absolved.
Right.
Not only absolved, but laid out in the Spirit. Out you went. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the wonderful time together with our brothers and sisters. Thank you that this week we're going to get to hug their necks. Give them a high five. See their faces. And, you know, eat carrots and celery. We won't eat cake because that wouldn't be healthy. But thank you for this time of celebration. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I thank you, Lord, for the spirit of revelation. I thank you for the spirit of understanding that their heart and mind and understanding will explode into revelation in every area of their life. in every area of their life. Lord, may the person who feels the most insignificant as a believer today because of this message realize that you have got a great future and a hope for them. And they don't have to worry about church or religion or religious rules. They just got to walk with you every day of their life. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, we can do this. If you've never made Jesus Lord of your life, I want you to pray this prayer with me, and then you'll be right with him. I'll know you are, because every time I've prayed this prayer, anybody who meant it, they were born again immediately on the spot. Ready? Pray. I'm going to pray. Sister Leanne, she'll do just like my come sit by me, Lord, so everybody can hear you. Hold on. We got to get the table all set up. Ready? Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of
God. And you rose again on the third day for me.
And you rose again on the third day for me.
Put your hands up and say, I receive you into my life right now.
I receive you into my life right now.
All of your love.
All of your love.
All of your mercy.
All of your mercy.
All of your grace.
All of your grace.
All of your righteousness.
All of your righteousness.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the Word of God.
Understand the Word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
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 If you just prayed that prayer, I can guarantee you, if you meant that from the bottom of your heart, you're right with God right now. Jesus shows up today, which it could very well be today.
Hallelujah.
I haven't seen any news yet today, but I can guarantee you China and Russia are going slap stupid crazy right now. I don't know. What's wrong with these people?
They're calling in the rapture.
They're bringing the rapture to us. Amen. And God bless all of our brothers and sisters around the world today, wherever you may be. We speak to this war in Ukraine. Stop. May all the tanks flip upside down on top of their lids and the Russians not be able to get out, and they just say, run home. Something's going on. May every missile fired from a jet turn around and blow this jet up. I'm serious. You're attacking a country that don't need to be attacked, and you're wrong, and you're wicked. And I rebuke you in Jesus' mighty name. No weapon formed against the United States of America will prosper. Joe Biden, we rebuke you. You have violated your oath of office and tried to sell us down the river.
Yeah.
May nobody sell oil to us. So you must drill here, drill now, and put our American people back in the mighty name of Jesus.
Just get out of our office. You're fired.
Get out of our office. If you were working for me, I'd have fired you on the day one when you lied the first time. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Well, and on that note, have a wonderful day.
Now, for all of you that's out there saying, wow, Pastor, where are you guys at? Well, we're in West Fargo right now, and we're going to be moving on down the road and making our way to Michigan. We're not the kind that just blazes the trail. We used to do that. But
well, sometimes we still do.
I want you to get this. When you come see us, if you drive, you can see the world's largest otter. You can see the world's largest buffalo. You can see the world's largest prairie chicken. You can see the world's largest Indian. You ever seen Indian Joe? He's on 1804 down there in one of them cities. That dude must be 35 feet. He's huge.
Yeah, he's huge.
Outside of a restaurant.
I'll show you a picture.
And you can see the world's largest sand crane right down the road here.
And the cow.
And you can see the world's largest cow, Salem. All of this is in the wonderful state of North Dakota. And if you'll show up here, we'll take you to see them. The world's largest buffalo actually has a buffalo restaurant you can eat at. Buffalo Bob is his name, right?
Yeah.
And that's right. Just right down the road right there.
Jamestown,
yeah, it's good. Buffalo right out by the highway. You can just about pet them, but not quite. Anyways.
Oh, the big fish, too.
Oh, yeah, the big fish? No, that's Minnesota. Don't tell people about that.
Oh. Whoops.
We don't want somebody to get excited about the Minnesota Vikings. Did they win the Super Bowl?
No.
Who won? Who won the Super Bowl this year?
Oh, yeah, I stayed at that motel.
Oh, did you?
The Chieftain.
All of those.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so he's not quite 30 feet tall.
He's in Carrington.
Carrington, yeah.
I think he probably is, isn't he?
Yeah, I stayed at that motel.
On the biggest mouse.
Oh, and the biggest mouse, the world's biggest mouse. That's in the Cheesehead Land of Wisconsin.
Oh, there's another big fish.
Yeah, but that's not the world's biggest fish.
That's not the biggest.
Packer fish. Backer, I know. Did you know there's a difference between a packer backer and a cheesehead? The packer backers are actually invested into the packers. They bought stock. The cheeseheads are just all the rest of the knuckleheads running around with cheese on their head.
I can't afford the stock. I'd like to. I'd really like to.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's $300 for just a certificate of ownership. Just, you know, a sock. Yeah, I would like to have one. But it's $300.
Do you get any return on it?
No.
Here's the world's biggest eagle. That whole thing is just giant stuff.
The world's biggest eagle. Anyways, well, I sure hope you guys have enjoyed our day today together with you. And no program tonight. Remember that. We will have Read the Word available for you first thing tomorrow morning, so you can have that. And then we'll see you on Monday morning somewhere for noon prayer. Until then, know this. Ready? After I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, this is me, Sam Collins. I do not cease to give thanks for every one of you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being flooded with enlightenment, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, what is the exceeding greatness of his power to you who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand. Even Jesus is seated where the Father wants him, in heavenly places, far above all principality, far above all might, far above all dominion, far above every name that could be named, not only in this age, but in the one to come. And God put all things under Jesus' feet, and you and I are his body, so all things are under our feet. And he gave him to be the head over all things, which is his body, to the church, which is his body, you and me. And we're the fullness of God on this earth in Jesus' mighty name. Till we see you again, this is what we say. Remember this, we love you. Even
yeah.
if our hair is messed up and our
yeah.
makeup ain't
yeah.
right.
A little road weary.
Even if I got a little bit of McDonald's fries in my beard. And Jesus.
God loves you too.
We do.
And Jesus is Lord.
And Jesus is Lord. See you soon. Well, all righty then. There it is, Dave. Is that your first time for a completely whole live video with us?
Yeah.
Your day. Remember, no weapon formed against you can prosper. Every tongue that rises against you, you condemn those tongues. Right out loud out of your mouth. I condemn those words of a stupid politician. What I do every day all along. I look right at the TV screen and say, you're a liar. Shut your foul, stupid, ignorant mouth.